Many people with ADHD have rejection sensitive dysphoria. This is intense emotional pain in response to perceived criticism or failure or rejection. When you get criticized or rejected, it can feel like you're being stabbed. And I can remember when I had a friend breakup and it destroyed me for like years. I felt like there was something wrong with me. I was so hurt and confused that I literally withdrew from having any friends for like 2 years. Now, I know this doesn't make sense, and that's what dysphoria means. It's a much bigger than expected emotional response. And it can happen even when it's just a small piece of feedback or a tiny mistake. Now, because rejection feels so painful, it often leads to defensiveness, social anxiety, social withdrawal, or people-pleasing. The fear of saying the wrong thing or making someone mad can be paralyzing. This is probably best done by working with a therapist, but you can practice on your own as well. So let's use the example of Maya. She's a teenager with ADHD, and she has a tendency toward rejection sensitivity. Now, her friends aren't texting her back. Are they mad at her? Are they doing something fun without her? Do they hate her? Maya's therapist taught her to write down the negative thought, like, they don't like me, and then list at least 2 to 3 alternative explanations. So you remind yourself, oh, this feeling is intense, but it will pass. Or my brain is jumping to conclusions because of ADHD, not because it's true. Now, if you have ADHD and you also frequently go down the rabbit hole of catastrophizing, you'll probably need a visual reminder to not believe everything you think, that you are safe and you are loved and everything is figure outable.